amen, to one more time lift our voices and lift our hearts and praise the name of Jesus. We just praise the name of Jesus. The name that's above all names. His name is Jesus. And tonight we celebrate you because you and your saving grace has brought us together for this moment and this water baptism service. Father, we pray your covering. We pray your anointing. We pray your protection over this service. May this be a defining moment in every person's heart as we together say amen. Would you take these next few moments and would you just turn to those around you and would you welcome them to Dominion Church? As you're returning to your seats, we would like to take just a moment to welcome each and every individual that's here tonight. Perhaps you're visiting for the first time. Our prayer is that it's not your last visit to Dominion Church. And this evening, we would like to, in just a moment, give every person that's visiting for the first time the opportunity to raise your hand, and we'll bring to you an envelope, and we're going to ask that if you would fill that out and give us your information so that we can contact you and continue to encourage you in your faith. In just a moment, when our ushers are invited to come, which they are now making their way into place, if you are visiting for the first time, would you please raise your hand? We've got a special card that we would like for you to fill out, and we'll give you just a moment, ushers, to do just that. As they're preparing the house for our visitors to receive those cards, I'd like to invite the father of Peyton DeGroot, if he would please join me this evening. Moment, we're going to receive the offering, but first, let's have a commercial. It has been just such a privilege to be in this church and to be this church's pastor. And never could we have imagined in 10 short years, although it didn't seem short most of the journey, but never could we have imagined for such a special leader to our young people. More than a youth director, they are pastors in their own right. And about a week ago on Tuesday, actually it was a Wednesday morning, early morning around 4 o'clock in the morning, Casey and Clint, our youth pastors, welcomed their first child into the world. And so Pastor Clint is a new dad. I'm
telling you. Just walking on caffeine right now. So good to be here. It's good to be in the house. My wife is really hurting right now because she can't be with her family up here. So she sends her love. And thank you for all the prayers. Thank you for the food. Because the food has been really, really outstanding. And we're just so excited to almost be back permanently in our place here. Thank you, Pastor.
Well,
thank
we're glad family. To have everyone here this evening, but we're especially glad to have Pastor Clint back in the house. We're going to receive our offering this evening, and if you're here this evening and you're prepared to give and would like an envelope, please raise your hands. Our ushers will see to it that you receive an envelope for your giving, and we'll give you just a moment to prepare in giving. As we do so, I'd like to turn my attention to each one of our candidates for water baptism this evening. I'm going to ask for each one of our candidates, if they would, to please make their way to their places, as we would like to ask in just a moment for each of you to stand. For this evening, I am taking this moment before we receive our offering to introduce these following candidates for water baptism. And as your name is called, if you would please stand and remain standing. Tonight, Dominion Church family, it's my happy privilege to present to you this class of candidates for water baptism, and I'd like to begin this evening by introducing to you Ricky Rost. Jesse Lira. Jacob Lira. Denise, no, I'm not related to the American Chopper family by the name of Tuttle. Denise Tuttle. Kimberlyn Harker. Shanene Irwin. Now, it doesn't take very long to be in the youth group to get a new name written down in glory. And her new name is Shanene. But her real name is Shana. Abby Babineau. And our final candidate this evening for water baptism is Casey Cleary. Like for our candidates to remain standing for just a moment. From apostolic times, the church has regarded baptism as an outward sign of the inward work of grace by which a person is made a new creature in Christ Jesus and a part of his body, which we call in this day and time the church. Let us take this moment as a church family and begin by offering a time of praise and thanksgiving to God our Father, who has given us the grace through his Son Jesus Christ. And let us be thankful for each of these that we are presenting tonight for water baptism that have come to him and given their hearts to him and now obediently stand in this moment of their lives for water baptism. Can each of us just turn our hearts and our hands towards them and extend our hearts and our hands towards them? And can we just begin to thank our Heavenly Father for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that each and every one of these have tasted and said, "Oh, the Lord is good." Heavenly Father, we just begin with praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for all that you have done at the cross for our loved ones. Thank you for the lives that have been changed. Thank you for the blood that was spilled at Calvary for them. Tonight we pray over them a prayer not only of thanksgiving and praise, but a prayer of blessing. We pray, God, that you would bless all the days of their lives, that no day would be turned over to the enemy and no day would be turned over to disobedience, but that all the days of their life they would remember this moment and this occasion when they went public with their faith and said, "This outwardly expresses what God did in my heart inwardly." We plead the blood of Jesus over them tonight, and we declare, "Lord, you are good." We pray this in Jesus' name and said together, "Amen." Or if you're in the youth group, candidates, as you remain standing, I'd like to ask four questions. After the first question, I'd like for you to answer accordingly. I have. Your first question is, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you turned away? Secondly, the second question is, have you turned away from your every sin? If so, signify by saying, "I have." And thirdly, will you do everything in your power to live a life pleasing to God? If so, signify by saying, "I have." And finally, do you desire water baptism? And do you desire baptism in water as commanded by our Lord as an outward testimony of your faith? If so, signify by saying, "I do." Then you may be seated. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, what this moment means is that those who became Christians have become new persons. They are not the same anymore, for their old life is gone. And tonight we celebrate a new life that has begun. Thank you for being here for this time of celebration. At this time, we're going to pray over our offering, and our executive pastor will then come and lead us through a teaching on baptism before we enter into our time together. Heavenly Father, we pray over this evening's giving. For Lord, in this time of giving, do we celebrate you and all that you gave to us. And tonight, through the lives of these eight candidates, we see how beautiful it is for our lives to give back to you. Thank you, Lord, for every heart that has been given to you. Tonight, Lord, we turn our attention to your grace and to your mercy. And we celebrate it this evening and we declare it is good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Does anybody remember what when Jesus was baptized, what happened on that particular event? Anybody remember that? When Jesus was, you know, Jesus was the Son of God. He was the co-creator of the universe. And he was baptized by a man by the name of John the Baptist. Very good. And the Bible says whenever Jesus was baptized by John, the heavens opened up and God, you know, was very pleased. And he spoke, you know, this is my Son with whom I am well pleased. I can remember October 17th, 1991 was the day that I was baptized. And I'll never forget it. The heavens opened up. God looked down and said, what are we going to do with that boy down there? I don't know. I tell you, I will never forget that day as long as I live. It was a huge baptismal tank, and I was about 12 or 13 years old, and the water was like up to here, and I was shaking, and the water was moving, and they hit my face, and I didn't know what to say, and it was a scary experience, but it was one that I'll never forget. And I think at the time I really didn't know why in the world I was doing what I was doing. I think it was because my best friend was in front of me, and so I was like, yeah, I'll go too, you know, I'll get in line here, and I'll get dunked, you know. It's nice warm. By the way, this water's not that warm, just so you know. So we take all the luxury out of baptism here at Dominion. But sometimes, you know, we do things that we don't even know why we do them. And we get caught into kind of a tradition or rut, and we don't even know why is it that we stick people in a baby blue tank and we dunk them underwater and then we pull them back up and they're shaking and then we run them off. Why is that important and why is that significant? Well, believe it or not, as earthly as this whole process may seem, it is a very spiritual process, and it's one of only two holy sacraments that the Christian church really participates in. And one of them is baptism, and the other one is, anyone want to guess? Communion. Very good. So really, we're here tonight to celebrate a very holy and memorable thing in the lives of those who are being baptized. But I want to look at why we do this. Why does the Bible say for us to do this? Well, as Pastor said, it's an expression of our commitment to Christ. See, baptism doesn't make you a believer. Some people say, well, you know, I'm not doing so good. Maybe I just need to get dunked a few times. You know, if we just hold you down there long enough and wash off all that sin in you and pull you back up, maybe you'll be okay. But that's not what cleanses our sins. Jesus and his blood and his sacrifice is the only thing that can wash us and cleanse us and purify us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. But it is a commandment of the Lord, so it is an expression of our commitment to Jesus. It's kind of like a wedding ring. You know, if those of you that have wedding rings tonight, if you took it off, does it mean you're not married? Some of you are like, man, I never thought of it that way, you know. That's pretty cool. No, keep your ring on, all right? Stay married. But it's just, this ring is just a symbol of a commitment that I have with my wife and that my wife has with me. And it is something that I wear because I want to show people that I'm taken. Not that anyone else would care, really, probably, but I at least want people to know, just in case. Baptism is also a symbolic of Jesus' death. You know, he died, he was buried, okay, go with me here, buried, and then he was resurrected. And so it's kind of, we're participating in a sort of Christ's death and burial and resurrection. And so in Romans 6:4, we read that, We were therefore buried with him through baptism into the death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And thirdly, Jesus commands us to be baptized. I mean, he just says, I want you to go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, and I want you to baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Something I learned when I was doing a little research about this was that when that phrase, baptizing them in the name of, literally indicates that the person that's being baptized is being baptized and becoming the property of the person being baptized, or the person's whose name that they're being baptized in. So literally what we're saying is, when we're baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, what we're saying is, I am now property of Jesus. I am now sole property, and you can't touch me. So back off. Because I belong, my dad's bigger than your dad. And I belong to somebody bigger and badder than he that is in this world. Amen? And so what we're doing, that's the reason we baptize in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And lastly, as I said earlier, baptism is a sacrament. It's a holy sacrament. But the word sacrament literally means oath. It means promise. And so it's not just a ritual that we walk through, but it literally is a person's life unfolding in Christ and them making a commitment and a vow to live for Jesus for the rest of their days. And to me, to see 8 candidates come forward and say, I'm making that commitment for the rest of my life, it excites me. I don't know about you, but it just fires me up. Amen. You know, why can't we baptize 8 a week? Why? I'd love to have that problem. I'd love to see us. Well, we're seeing a lot of people get saved every Sunday. And by the way, the Bible does say as soon as you're saved, you're to be baptized. And so I'm hoping that tonight we have a lot of you sign up. Maybe you've come and you've been visiting for a while. Maybe you've been saved recently. We encourage you to get baptized. There's no reason to delay. As long as you know your faith is secure in Jesus, you can be baptized. In fact, the Bible tells us to be baptized if our faith has been in Jesus. We do not practice water sprinkle baptism here at Dominion, for several reasons, one of which it's just not biblical. Every instance of baptism in the Bible was by immersion. Jesus was baptized by immersion. And so that's our tradition here at Dominion, as well as most Christian churches. But what I want to do before we invite our candidates to come forward and get dunked tonight is I want to pray, and I just want to bless them in the name of the Father. Lord, thank you so much for a growing church that is willing, Father, to reach out to all sectors of society. And Lord, I thank you for the word that's gone forth. And Lord, as a result, lives have been changed. And Lord, I pray for these candidates tonight. I pray over them and I bless them. And I ask you, Lord, that they may be remembered tonight. And Lord, it would be a spiritual marker in their lives. Lord, bless them and bless this time, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I who once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but
therefore, go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tonight, our first disciple, our first candidate for water baptism is Ricky Ross. Give it up. Listen to what Ricky said. He said, despite growing up in church, my life has been a spiritual roller coaster since about the age of 12. I have always been confused and had no idea why I was put on this earth. Then one Sunday here at Dominion, I decided to go to SMAC, which is Sunday morning after church, and I've been different ever since. God put in me a desire for purpose and showed me that life has purpose only in Him. Is that not awesome? Brother, I've seen your change, and I've seen your heart since you've come into this youth group, and I see that it's pure and that you're moving towards Christ. And upon your confession of faith in Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good job, brother.
was baptized by John the Baptist, and I'm thankful that he gave me my brother, my mom and my dad, my grandma and my granddad, and my dog. And hello. That's why I want to be baptized. So.
We can see the future that God has for our nation and for the generations in young men such as Jesse Lira. If you would, prepare your hand, put this right here, upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I now baptize you, Jesse Lira, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jacob Lira. I'm 13 years old, and I want to be baptized because I want to follow the example that Jesus put in my life. He gave me wonderful parents to teach me what it meant to be saved and who God is, and I want to be baptized to walk closer with Him, so that I really want to follow the example that what He did, so that's why I want to be baptized.
Jacob Lira, upon your profession in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Salvation is victory.
Denise, it's so nice to have you here this evening. It's so nice to have you a part of our family here at Dominion Church. I'd like to ask just a couple questions, if I could. The first is, which is, how much is that car payment? No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Denise, how long have you been here at Dominion Church? 4 months. You've been here about 4 months, so you joined us here at the new location. Do you realize, church family, for all of those years that we were at the Holiday Inn and the Hilton, and all the times that we were at 2450 East Main, individuals like Denise Tuttle is who was in the destiny of our prayers for the lost. It was her life that lay in the balance, and she is just one of those individuals that have joined us here in this new location. And it was that we began to have a vision of, is God, who will you reach with your saving grace through Dominion Church here at 401 Landing Boulevard? Ladies and gentlemen, this evening, one of those individuals sits before you. Her name is Denise Tuttle. And Denise, tonight, upon the public confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Perfect. Hi, I'm Kim Martin. God has changed my life in a big way. I was saved about 3 years ago. Coming to Dominion has taught me many things. The things that I know now lead me to realize that I am ready to be committed for the rest of my life. The reason why I want to be baptized is because I want people to see that I am committed to God.
Wow. Kimberly, you've been a part of our youth ministry now for a couple of months, and one of the coolest things I see is when a kid a student gets on fire for God and they become totally 100% committed. And it's my prayer that your life will continue this way. Isn't it awesome to see commitment from an early age student? Kimberlyn Harker, upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Something in that testimony that it caught my attention when she said, I want to rewind all the bad. Yeah. Shanae, Shana, we too are glad that you came to this church and this youth ministry. We wouldn't be the same without you. And we believe that you will spread that gospel, that you'll go to the nations. But let's get this whole new thing down. You ready? By your profession of faith in Lord Jesus Christ, I now pronounce you or baptize you alright, it's just me and you up here, okay? You've confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior, and now I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
I was saved at last Cornadeo, and I was really crazy for Jesus like the first month afterwards, and then I started to slide and go back to my old life, and then I kept coming back to church and all my friends helping me out, going closer to Jesus, and getting baptized because I'm ready to show the whole world that I'm in love with Jesus, and I think it's time for everybody to know who I really am.
Wow. Abby Babineau, a.k.a. The Deer. You remind me so much of my wife in the fact that you always have a smile on your face. There's never a down day. Even if you did, you wouldn't have shown it. You know what? This youth ministry is better because you're in it. And you will spread that word and tell people that Jesus loves them. By your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I'm radical for Jesus, and I'm ready to show the world, and that's why I want to be baptized.
Didn't even give us time to get her in the tank. Casey, a.k.a. Pastorette. If you don't know her story, she believes that God has called her to be a youth pastor. And as a youth pastor, that really warms my heart. And we believe in you. You know, when Jesus called his disciples, basically what he was saying is that you guys can do what I do. And when Jesus called you, he's saying, in essence, you can do what I do. And you know what? As your youth pastor or rabbi, I can say you can do what I do. You can be a youth pastor. And with your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I, Clint DeGroote, can baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Proud of you.
Thank you, Pastor Clint. And thank you, families, for being here this evening. Before we go, we're going to borrow from the 21st century. How many of you here in this room have ever watched the Food Network? You're a Food Network fan. And you have a tendency before you go to bed at night to check in those remaining moments what's on the Food Network. How many of you do that? And suddenly find yourself wanting for something. You find yourself wanting. You have a vision of something. Oh, I don't know whether it be some sort of a pastry, some sort of a pie, some sort of a cake, some sort of a boudin, some sort of a gumbo. But you catch a vision of something, and on the inside of you, you find yourself wanting what you're seeing. Well, tonight, I'm going to borrow from the 21st Century Food Network. And in 5 minutes, I'm going to give you a meal that will last for a lifetime. I mean, most of us here in this room don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen cooking. The big joke in the Thurstonson household is we have an oven, but because we never use it, we call it a no-bake oven. And we feel like if we ever decide to build a new house, that we're going to be able to save some money because we're not going to have to put an oven in the new house. Because we, like many of you, enjoy meeting each other at restaurants and sitting around the table and sharing that meal together as a family. We would rather spend that time together than all of that time working to prepare a meal, just to work at eating the meal, then to start it all over again to work at cleaning up the meal. Can I have a big amen from some tired wives? Well, one of the shows that I like to watch is the one that shows you how you can just whip a dinner together in 5, 10, 15 minutes. Well, of course you can if you have someone do all of your shopping for you, and all of the cutting, and all of the chopping, and all of the cleaning, and all of the preparing. Sure, all of us could change our life and fix a 5-minute meal if we had a staff of 15 people doing all that for us. But how many of you know that tonight something has been lived out in front of you? It's been that vision in some people's hearts that have left some of you wanting for more, wanting to partake of something. In these 5 minutes, I'm going to give you something that you can chew on for a lifetime. I'm going to give to you a meal that can last not just for this lifetime, but a meal that will last forever. In these 5 minutes, you have an opportunity at the conclusion of these 5 minutes to make a decision that will forever keep your stomach spiritually full. I begin in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. But before I quote the scripture, I want you to ask about 3 people around you, what do you want on your tombstone? Go ahead, ask them what they want on their tombstone. No, I'm not talking about a tombstone in a cemetery. I'm referring to the commercial, the pizza commercial. Do you want pepperoni? Do you want Canadian bacon? Do you want cheese? We all have something that we want. We all have something that we desire. Just the mere word pizza causes me to want some. And I think the big decision is, do I get thin crust or thick crust? You see, we all are going to make decisions and choices in our lifetime. Those choices and those decisions, they're going to define for us not only how we live our life here, but what happens to us in the hereafter. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says that all of us, each and every one of us in this room, each of us have sinned. And each of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Nobody likes to be referred to as, "Hey, shorty." Because when somebody speaks to us in those terms, it makes us feel inferior. It somehow brings out those inferiorities in us, and it makes us feel like we don't measure up. And if that's not enough, when Astroworld was open, they would literally have these little places in the park right before the big rides, and they would tell you that you have to be this tall to ride this ride. And this little sign with a goofy little giraffe or a goofy little cartoon man would cause you to feel inadequate, cause you to feel inferior, cause you to recognize that you don't measure up and that you fall short. Now, 2,000 years ago, God said to each and to every one of us that there would be this issue of having sin in our life. And that if we did not make a choice, if we did not make a decision, then sin would determine what would happen in this life and the life hereafter. It's this sin that each and every one of us have in common, but what some of us don't have in common with these water baptismal candidates is that we haven't made that same decision to say that what we want, not on our pizza, but on our life, is the word and the experience of salvation. Each and every one of us in just a few moments are going to have an opportunity to raise our hand and to give our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and to confess and say, "I want to make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I don't want to spend this life living through hell just to die and go to hell. I want to make the right choice. I want to make the right decision. I want to measure up in life. I don't want to fall short of the glory of God. I don't want to stand before God someday and He spread out the cross and me find that I didn't make the right choice and find out in eternity that I have fallen short of the glory of God." Every one of us tonight is going to have an opportunity to raise our hand and with that raised hand say, "Lord, I don't want to fall short here and I don't want to fall short there. I want to ask you into my heart and I want to make you my Lord and my Savior." In Romans chapter 6, it says in the 23rd verse that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, I know that you and I walk around and we tell each other that it is better to give, or it is blessed to give, and that it is better to give than to receive. Can I tell you that that's not always been my experience? I love to give, but there's not anything like receiving a gift. Do we have any others out there that you enjoy just receiving a good gift? Now, if you'd like to walk up tonight and give me, a gift certificate to Perry's or to K&G's or to Foley's, you would see much joy coming from my heart. And I would tell you, it is better for you to give so that I can receive. We all like a good gift. And yet, has each and every one of us gone beyond the good gift and gone for the greatest gift? You see, Jesus Christ is in the house tonight. He's in this place. But the question isn't, is he in this house? The question is he in your heart? Tonight, like a gift, each and every one of you will have an opportunity in just a moment through the vehicle of a prayer to open up that gift. That gift that will keep you from falling short. That gift that someday when you stand before God and he opens his good book, he will look at you, and God in front of everybody will say, "She belongs to me. Her name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Her name is recorded. She prayed a prayer that night at a water baptismal service. She invited the mercy and the grace and the love of my son Jesus Christ into her heart, and her reservation forever has been sealed. Enter in to my presence and spend forever in heaven." Now that's a pretty good gift. That's a gift that gives you peace and joy, salvation and strength now, and eternal life forever. I said I had 5 minutes, and we're drawing to the conclusion of those 5 minutes, and you are going to be receiving a meal in these next few moments that will last a lifetime. Romans chapter 10 says in the 13th verse that you and I can open this gift by simply calling on the name of the Lord and being saved. That's what these young people did tonight. That's what these adults did tonight. They called on the name of the Lord and they were saved. Now, I know that we live in a 21st century, that the Food Network encourages us to bake all of these wonderful things that are healthy for us. But the truth is, if you were to open most of us up, we'd be a little bit Sonic, a little bit McDonald's, a little Burger King, and a little Taco Bell. Wouldn't we? You Taco Bell fans out there. The truth is, we have learned in this life to eat junk food. And you are what you eat. And that's true not just in the natural sense of food. It's the same way in a spiritual sense. This afternoon, I wanted to make sure that I could preach this point through experience. So I took my 13-year-old to the Sonic right after school. And I pushed the button, and I just could hardly wait to order that heart attack on a plate. I mean, we were into the fried foods, and we were going to wash it down with a caffeine-free Sprite. Now, all joking aside, I had to roll down the window. And so I pushed the button, and the window goes down. I had to reach out the window and push the red button. Then a voice called out and asked if they could take my order. Well, friend, tonight you've come to church. And in a strange way, I'm likening it to going to the Sonic. You're here. You're in the front seat of your life. You've rolled down the window, so to speak. And now it's come time to place your order. Now it's time to take your finger, stretch it out the window, hit the red button. Because even now the Lord is speaking to many of your hearts. I'm absolutely convinced that there's a number of you that in previous days in your life, you were closer to the Lord than you are in these days. As you saw young people being baptized, you began to walk down memory lane and you begin to remember how when you were young, you were so on fire and you were so excited and you were so in love with Jesus Christ. And you can remember that joy that you felt. You can remember that peace that you experienced. You can remember what it felt like to lay down at night and not be afraid to go to sleep, knowing that if you were to die, you would go to heaven. So tonight you rewound, so to speak. And you walk down memory lane and you remembered some times that were better spiritually for you tonight. And that felt good. And yet still, you can feel better. In just a moment, you can place your order. When I ask you in just a moment to bow your head and close your eyes, you can answer what you want on your tombstone by raising your hand. And by raising your hand and by praying the prayer of faith, and inviting the Lord Jesus Christ back into your heart again, you can place your order and you can once again feel that name redeemed covering your life. Once again, you can feel in your heart that same love, that same joy, that same peace, that same passion you felt when you were a teenager. Still, for others, you thought you were here by coincidence. You came to hold the camera. You came to hold the change of clothes. You came to take everyone to dinner afterwards. But little did you know, this pastor was going to stand and lead you to the place that you could literally bring your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and make him your Lord and Savior for the very first time. Friend, inviting him into your heart is a meal that takes but just a moment, but it lasts a lifetime. It lasts through this lifetime, and it qualifies you to live forever in the next lifetime. So with heads bowed, eyes closed, most of those that attend church here wondering, where did Pastor find a 5-minute message? Each of us are praying. And we're praying about the condition of our own hearts. We're thinking about the things that we've been eating. We've been eating spiritual junk food, and as a result, we've grown very spiritually fat. We've gotten away from God. Our God has become our entertainment. Our God has become the individuals that we spend our time with and what we spend our life on. And yet, very little of that includes time with God. And so as every person has their head bowed and their eyes closed, every person has a chance to place their order. Even now, Jesus Christ sits in the decision that you hold in your hands as a gift. In just a moment, if you'll raise your hands, you'll have opportunity to open that gift and make Jesus your Lord and Savior. I'm going to count to three, and when I say three, hands are going to go up all over this building from the front to the back, and your hand is going to be much like those five or six that raised their hands and then came to the altar this last Sunday morning and said, by coming, I am making Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. When you raise your hand, it's going to be just like the eight who raised their hands who were baptized tonight. And so I begin my count to three by asking, number one, are you the one that tonight is your night to open up the gift of Jesus Christ in your heart? Tonight, are you the one person whose gift to God will be your heart just as it is, filled with all the wages of your sin, which will be death, unless you give it to Him? Are you that one? I count one, and now I count two. Will you too join these eight candidates in saying, I profess publicly that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. I too will partake of this 5-minute meal that will change my lifetime. I've counted one. I've counted two. I'm about to say three, and when I do, I want every person who wants to invite Jesus back in their heart again or in their heart for the first time to raise their hands. Here we go. Get your hand ready to join those throughout the building that are going to join you. I count one, I count two, and now three. Stick your hand up as high as you can and hold it high. Hands are going up all over the building. Keep your hand up high. Put your hand up, and now put your hand back down. Now, will you have the courage to stand for Jesus Christ? Will you have the courage to stand like your classmates, like your friends, like your children? I want, on the count of three, every person who raised their hand to leap to their feet and run to the front of this building. One, two, three. Get up and come right now and give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. This will forever change your life. And as they come, friends, would you join them with a round of applause? A number of adults raised their hands as well. What we're going to do first is I'm going to lead everyone in a prayer. This prayer will give every opportunity to you to repeat this prayer and invite Jesus Christ into your life and make Him your Lord and Savior, whether you're standing here or sitting there. That's the crucial question this evening that has to be answered. What do you want on your tombstone? Those raised hands said, I want the name saved. I want the name Jesus, the name that's above all names. So together as a church family, for all of our children, for all of our youth, and for all of our adults, we're going to pray this prayer together. And with faith, we're going to believe in Jesus. And that faith is going to stir and activate that gift of God to be opened in our hearts. And we'll be able to receive that. And we'll leave this place together tonight, each of us knowing with confidence that all of us know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And before those that are here in the altars leave, we want to give to you a booklet that's entitled, Now What? It will tell you what to do next, because the most important decision you make next is what step will you take next. Heads bowed, eyes closed, each of us praying out loud this prayer of salvation. Dear Heavenly Father, it's me, standing in the need of prayer. I open the gift of eternal life His name is Jesus. Come into my life. Save me. Deliver me. Heal me. And forgive me for all of my sins. Make my heart right. Make my heart pure. And become the salvation of my life. I now, by the confession of my faith in you, declare that I am forgiven for my sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. And therefore, by that blood, I am saved. He is my personal Savior. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you just celebrate those that have given their hearts to the Lord this evening? We appreciate you being here with us this evening. We thank you for investing in the lives of those that you love and for bringing them to this special time. If you have a child or a youth that has come to the altar to be prayed for, give us just a moment to lead them in some personal time of instruction. We just bless you. We want to remind you that every Wednesday night here at Dominion Church is Bible study night for the family. In our sanctuary, we have a Bible study for our adults. In our cafe, our young adults meet. Our executive pastor, Jeremy Murphy, and his wife, Andrea, they lead that Bible study. We also have training for all of our children, for both the girls and the boys, as well as a full nursery. And then you've been introduced to our youth pastor. We have a wonderful youth program. And every Wednesday night at 7:30, from 7:30 to 8:30, we speak faith into people's lives because this is a place of faith, hope, and healing. Just if you would, on your way out, remind each other the world is a better place because you're in it. Good night, and God bless you. No, I just wanted to introduce myself to him. Hi, I'm Greg. Can I introduce myself?
Draw me close to you.